Case number 10076, Douglas E. and Sharon McElvain, north of Road 329, 70 feet west of Road 469, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Hello again, gentlemen and ma'ams. Again, I'm Seth Thompson from Hudson Jones, J. Work & Fisher, and this is my client, Douglas McElvain.
Excuse me, sir. I need to
testify.
Need to be sworn in.
You need to go over there.
Yep. Sorry about
that. State your name and address for the record.
Sorry, jump the gun.
It's 20055 West Pine Grove.
Okay. You swear a firm testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if it pleases the board, I'll just ask questions of my clients, and hopefully that should elicit proper responses. Mr. McElvain, how long have you been living in your current residence?
Around 6 years.
And could you give the street address?
20055 West Pawnee Grove Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Now, what are the circumstances that brings you before this board tonight?
Variance for the addition built on my house.
Why are you building an addition?
My mother is moving up to the Bay. My stepfather died, and she needs a place to live next to, so she, we can take care of her.
Does she have any physical limitations or ailments?
Yes, she has a scoliosis of the spine.
Does that require any sort of accommodations?
Well, she has we built a ramp, handicap ramp there for her, and basically that's the ramp needed. You know, in the future, she might have to go to a wheelchair.
Okay. Did you go through the process of applying for a building permit to do so?
Yes, my contractor. He got the permit for the.
And do you know if a permit was issued then?
Yes.
Okay. Was a certificate of occupancy issued?
Yes.
And when did you find out that you were within the setback?
He came in the morning, and he ran a string line.
When you say he, who are you referring
to? The contractor. The contractor came early in the morning, and he ran a string line across my side property. And it was, and the thing that he did, he measured at the addition that was built. He measured over far enough to make sure he passed the setback. So he ran a string line on my side property line. And then the inspector came that morning after he left, and she used that string line as a setback, my guideline. So, and plus when he was there, he asked me who my neighbor was, where he lived, and so I thought that was like a red flag of why a string line. So I told him the next day that the string line was way over my property line, but he didn't say anything because it's. That morning before, it was already passed by the inspector.
Did you know that he was going to do that ahead of time?
No.
Could you identify to the board this document?
Okay.
Could you tell them what I'm showing you?
Okay.
Just kind of explain it verbally. And
I don't know if they can see.
Well, we may. May I approach?
Sure.
And could you just explain to the board what you've drawn here?
Yeah, my place is the 11.04, and the addition was built to the right of my place. And what I wrote down here, there's like a deck in the front, and then there's like a handicap ramp that goes in front of the deck.
And is the handicap ramp and the deck the issue that's in the setback?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the dot toward the bottom with the lines radiating, what does that represent?
Yeah, that represents the string line. It's basically how he ran a string line over so it would pass his setback.
Now, is there a house directly to the right of your property?
No, there's a wooded area, and there's a house that sits in the back corner, the far back, near the three. His house sits there.
Had you previously paid to have the property staked out?
Yes, there's a copy of the stakeout from the company. So that's been done.
And that was prior to him moving the string, is that?
The stakeout, that was done prior to the foundation being dug out. But the stakes had to be moved because they had to have a bulldozer, you know, go in there, and the dirt had to be laid in that area where the string line area was.
Did you move those stakes?
Yeah, the stakes had to be moved. I pulled them up because they had to put dirt in that area. And then I found out that, well, he knew where the stakes were too because he was there at the same time.
Did you put the stakes back then?
No, because there was construction woods. There, I mean, not woods. There was, you know, 2x4s and everything laying in that area. So there's no way to put the stakes there.
What? Could you describe why you picked that area to put the addition, the area directly to the right of the house?
Well, there was no power wires in the ground. It was all empty area. It was like an area made so you put a garage there in the future. But since my mother had this problem, we decided to put it right there.
Okay. And exactly how small is the addition?
The addition, I believe it's a 34 by 35.
And what rooms are in it?
There's a bathroom, a living room. There's two bedrooms and a small kitchen. It's like a little suite for her.
What else? You said that area was fairly clear. Are there woods around everywhere else?
Yeah, that whole area to the right of me is all wooded. And then his house in the front is a yard there, but it's all wooded from the place to the right of me all the way back to his house.
What exactly encroaches? You said it was the ramp and then the porch. Is there a roof? Is there a solid wall?
Yeah, there's a roof over the porch, and the ramp is open.
Okay. So exactly how long of a variance do you need from the side setback?
I believe it was a 15-foot setback, and he was, I believe it was 8 foot.
Do you think the setback's going to alter the character? Do you think this variance would alter the character of the neighborhood in the sense that it's going to be aesthetically different?
No.
Has your neighbor complained?
Well, I believe she told me that she mails out letters to the neighbors and lets them know that there's going to be a variance meeting. So I don't know if anybody's here about it.
Is there anything else you want to tell the board?
No, I just knew the string line was done intentionally, so he passed a setback, knowing that, and then tried to have it so in the future, if I ever tried to sell it, that I might have a problem then. That's what I thought was really, got bad vibes against that when he came that morning and asked me who my neighbor was, you know, before he put the string line out. So.
Did he offer to, were you the one that completed this application, or was he?
Which, the variance?
That's correct.
No, I went in myself, and I told the, actually, I talked to the lady that signed off my variance setback. She was the one that signed off, and she's seen the string line there. So I actually talked to her myself, and she's the one that wrote up the, this planning zoning variance request herself.
May it please the board. I think that the physical characteristics were described in the sense that the area to the right of the house was the clear area. There weren't going to be any issues in terms of electrical or in terms of plumbing. I would submit that meets that first criteria of unique physical circumstances. basically, this property was already developed. Unfortunately, my client got a bad feeling. However, and he did follow through. Obviously, you heard his testimony that he alerted planning and zoning. at this point, the items have been placed there. Therefore, I think the variance that's been requested would represent the minimum. He does not plan on expanding. I believe the testimony was that it wouldn't alter the character of the neighborhood in the sense that his neighbor is set further back on the lot, and there are just woods in front there. I believe the testimony showed that other than initially moving the stakes to allow the dirt, he wasn't really the one that caused this in the sense that I think his contractor might have made a mistake and tried to cover it up at one point. And in terms of the physical circumstances or conditions, again, this is an area that's heavily wooded, and based on the fact that he needed the addition to be connected to the home, he put it to the right of the existing home. So we would hope that the board would grant a 5-foot variance in this case.
Okay. Well, number one, is your contractor here with you tonight?
I don't know if he got a letter.
Did you let him know that you was having this hearing tonight and ask him to come?
No. I called Planning and Zoning when I got my letter, and I asked them, was he supposed to get a letter? And they just told me no.
So you said several times in your testimony that he, now when you say he was the one that run the string line over the property,
contractor.
You're referring to the contractor that
right.
did that?
Right.
Okay. Now this shed that's on that property, is that in fact on the property line?
Yeah, my shed is. I'm in the process of moving that.
Because
I had to move it anyway.
Has the trees been removed yet?
The what?
Has the trees been removed that's around so you can correct it and bring it in, get your shed in compliance?
Oh, no. Well, there's like a three little trees I have to cut. They're real small. And those trees are on my property. So what I'm going to do is swing my shed around and then move it back.
Oh, so you haven't done that yet?
I'm in the process. I have to.
How long do you think that's going to take you to do that?
Not long at all. I would say I got some firewood there. I have to move out of my way. That's what I'm doing now. I got firewood in front of my shed, and I got to cut it and to move it. It's like a pile this tall. So once that's clear, then I'll get the shed moved in the back.
So how far you have to? Do you know exactly how far you got to bring that shed in? Do you know your line?
You
have any idea?
Setback for a shed is 5 feet.
Okay.
So I know where I'm going to put it. So it's going to be way beyond the setback.
But you're not basing it on the contractor's line, are you?
No.
Okay.
I got my line all.
You've got it all done.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll come back then. I'll see if there's any other questions from members of the board.
Not for me.
No.
Okay. Mr. Whitman? Mr. Mills?
Well, who was your contractor?
It's a Richard Langford.
Richard Langford?
Mr. Thompson, the second document your client turned in confused things a little bit. It seems to show the improvements 5 feet off the property line. Is that it, or is it like the application that showed them 10 feet off the property line?
Okay.
And my understanding is that they're 10 feet off of the property line at this point. But hopefully he can clarify that.
Okay. Yeah. It's my drawing. It's what I did. My line. That's showing my line. My property line. Where that little dot is on the bottom, that's showing the tree where the line was tied to a tree, and he actually ran a string line over.
All I need you to tell me is if your improvements are 5 or 10 feet off the property line.
Okay, I believe it's an 8-foot variance. It's supposed to be 15 foot, and it's only 8 foot.
So do you need a 7-foot variance as opposed to a 5-foot variance?
Right. It should be 7 foot.
Okay. And I have one other question for you. In this addition or this building that you put up,
right,
do you have a kitchen in there by any chance?
Yeah, it's a kitchen.
Do you know that you're not allowed to have that in there?
Well, I'm not allowed to have a stove or a microwave. I'm allowed to have a dishwasher and a refrigerator.
Do you have a stove in there?
No.
No microwave?
Nope.
No cooking appliances whatsoever?
No. I got a refrigerator and dishwasher.
Okay.
And there's a bathroom. Tub, sink, everything.
Okay. You haven't had one there at any time at all?
Nope.
No whatsoever. Okay. I think, gentlemen, based on what we've heard with the shed and stuff, it's kind of hard to tell where it is. It might be a good idea to... No, we just leave it up and let the inspector go back out there with them and work this out to find exactly where the shed is and see the trees. But that's just.
Sir, did you have a survey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the bill.
Survey?
Yeah, the survey is right here. Survey, stakeout property line. Yeah.
Well, the survey would look like that. Did you have that something like that done?
No, I got this from Planning and Zoning. They just. Made a copy of my all the properties, but I have the bill for the company that went out there and did the stakeout. Survey.
Survey, and then, right. And then your contractor moved the stakes.
The wooden stakes, I moved the stakes.
Okay.
Because they had to put the foundation, they had to dig, and the dirt had to go over to that right side. And then, so that was moved. The stakes were moved. But the survey was done to the right side.
And I'm sorry, I just want to clarify. I didn't mean to interrupt. Do you guys have a survey in the file?
No, I just wanted to make a note to the Mr. Chairman that I have a note from Donna Mowbray from 2808 per Keith Hurley, I guess with Ramesh Vada. Stakes only put out, no paper plot prepared. Mr. McElveen removed per Donna. I just have that note from her.
So, in essence, this payment that you made to them was for staking out the property, but they didn't give you a written drawing with dimensions or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And I can certainly submit copies of the invoice for the stakeout that
pleases
the board.
So you can get a survey. No. I think we'll leave it open until we get a survey. Okay. Okay, are there any other further questions for members of the board? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. I'd like to leave it open for the purpose of that.
Chairman, make a motion to leave case number 10,076 open to the inspector to have a chance to look at the shed to make sure everything's in the right place.
Okay.
Get back with us.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we leave case number 10,076 open for the purpose of the inspector going back to the applicant and working out to see where the shed is to be placed, the exact placement of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the shed where I'm moving it, it's way inside.
Okay.
Good. That's...
Yeah, for the staff to do that, yeah.
For the staff.
Yeah. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. That's just for the purpose of the staff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.